Test 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 It's gonna be da-na-na-na-na. Come on, let's fall in love. It's easy. You guys know that song? Of course you don't. I don't. I know the tune, sort of. I know it's, who's the cat that did it? Jewel Akins? Who the fuck sang 1 2 3? It was Len Berry. Yeah, Len Berry. All right, I don't give a fuck. All right, so, this is shit, man. Fuck it. Boom. We had a power outage here at the old ranch. We had a power outage here at the big I don't know, what do we call, what should we call it? The El Pacifico, but I'd like to call it the Margaret Gray General Galen Shaw Ranch. But in any event, we had a massive power outage around 8 o'clock Pacific. That was on the 15th last night, and or tonight as I speak to you. And I'm telling you, man, when every light in the neighborhood goes out, it gets dark fast. I mean, it's pitch black. So this is my life. I'm running around. I'm looking for, well, I got the flashlight on the iPhone. I'm looking for candles. I'm looking for fucking matches, which, I don't have it on smoke. The last time I had Bic lighters in this house, I don't even remember when. And I really should have. I should have candles and Bic lighters because we used to have power outages in this neighborhood all the fucking time. But I found some candles. Then I found some matches. But because the electricity was out, there was nothing to light a gas. We have a gas burner in the office. We have just a small little stove where we make coffee. But it's gas. So there was no igniter working to ignite the gas. So there I am going, oh, fuck, I haven't got a lighter. I do have these matches. I've got these candles. Get in the car, drive up to the store, get some lighters, bring them back. Finally get these fucking candles. They're those little scented candles, you know. I mean, I don't know. I think one of them, I think I got one as a gift. You're right. I get scented candles as a gift because, you know, I kind of dig them. I don't know. All right. So there's that. Meanwhile, my phone is down to like 6-7%. Isn't that the way it is, man? No fucking juice and the phone's down. I have to communicate with my crew about how or if there's going to be anything to upload for the show because, hey, we got no power. The studio is dark. So I go back over to the house and look to see if there's any power there. No, the whole goddamn neighborhood dark. I get in the car and I plug the phone into the car and begin to drive, thinking maybe I can get it up to 7-9%, if you pardon the expression, get it up. And I don't know what I was going to do. You know, maybe 7-9% is going to allow me to maybe produce a sort of an iPhone show like I used to do when I was in visiting Florida. I didn't know. I actually did a pre-show from the phone. Maybe I ought to just play it for you. Or, I don't know what I'll do with it. But is it still there? Let me see. And General Shaw was on it, and it sounded very psycho because there I was talking to General Shaw. Yeah, here it is from 8:51.
I am Phil Hendry. We have lost all power at our studios here. Now, our studios are located on Channel Islands Beach in Vancouver.
So, maybe I'll include that in the pre-show. Or maybe I'll include it in the show. Or maybe I won't. I'm planning on having Coach Dozier. He's going to talk about his wife, Lorraine, who used to be called Love Woman because she was part of this religious group that had been Pastor Muggett Henderson. Now, I'm very familiar, Mr. Henry. I don't know. I think it sounds like a show to me. All right. So having said all that, so get in the car, drive. I don't know. I don't know where I was driving, but I'm driving around, man. Went up to the bridge where the fire was, you know, the other night to say, I can actually smell the fire tonight. There's no visible, I can't see any remnants of the fire, any effect for, you know, I don't see anything burned, but you could smell it. And, Arguna? Is that the grass? What the fuck is the name? I'm going to get the name of that grass that was growing in the riverbed. Or my name is Bob Arguna. Let's see here, man. Grass in Santa Clara riverbed. What is that shit called, bro? Wind whipped auto fire in Ventura stopped at 61 acres fires. Arundo. Firefighters remained on scene overnight to work on brush and thick and heavy grass called Arundo. It's big, thick grass. When you drive by it on the bridge, it's very prominent, and you're not even sure you're driving over a riverbed because it could be, although you sort of are. I mean, you can see parts of the riverbed. But when there is no water in it, the only thing that's growing there is this Arundo grass, and this shit is like hay, man. It went up pretty easy when it was the dead, dried stuff. Anyway, I went across that bridge. I turned around, came back, and wouldn't you know it, I re-entered the beach. I am driving, and there's lights, and the houses are lit up, and the corner store is lit up, and the harbor is lit up, and that's the first thing I thought. Things are a lot brighter than they were when I left. Wait a minute, the harbor, I'm seeing lights. There's lights all along. There's a dry dock, kind of a boatyard. That's lit up. I get down into the basic beach area, and all that's lit up. So I got home, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So plug the phone in. We're back. Spectrum sent out a notice saying things wouldn't be back for like 3 hours, and they brought it back in like an hour and a half. So good for you, Spectrum. Bless you. Native plants in the Santa Clara River. Native plants in the Santa Clara River. Western sycamore, cottonwood, willow, coyote brush, mugwort, mule fat, western ragweed. Dig that. Huh? You know, if I was into that kind of thing, it would be fascinating to just go from riverbed to riverbed, see what is the native vegetation. Vegetation mapping of the Santa Clara River, Ventura County in Los Angeles. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. Arundo, a watershed threat restoring the Santa Clara River. Arundo is a perennial bamboo-like grass from Eurasia that reaches up to 30 feet high. It is big fucking grass. It was up in the air, man. It's one of the fastest growing plants in the world. So there you go, Arundo. All right, Arundo. Peace out, Arundo. I'll change my air name to Arundo. This is Arundo. Arundo speaks. All right, anyway, fuck it. Let's do the funky chicken too.